This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A restaurant with a focus on local seasonal foods and whole animal butchery opened last fall in the Sky House complex downtown on Rainy Street. It's called Emmer and Rye. So are there dishes worth your hard-earned cash? Let's bring in Austin American Statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom for his take. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So Emmer and Rye almost sounds like a law firm.
It does sound like that, but they're actually heritage grains, ancient grains.
Okay.
So no GMO going on there.
So what are they doing with these grains?
They're doing all sorts of things. And one of the fun things about having dinner there is kind of talking to the servers and the people that come by your table about the process. They'll take the bran remaining from the milling process and inoculate it and make this kind of sandy sludge that can then do a quick fermentation on things. So they'll take raw vegetables, a crudité, and put it in there, radishes, turnips, baby onions, and then kind of do like a quick 6-hour fermentation of it. And the veggies retain their snap and they still have this salty version of their essence. So that's really fantastic. They'll also do something like a beet tartare with lamb that they dot with these crunchy balls of wheat. They also puff Sonoran wheat into a cracker that kind of has the texture and firmness of like a rice cake. And then on top of that, they'll put shrimp ceviche with toasted tangerine and toss all that in creme fraiche. So they're doing a bunch of things.
Well, if they're all about grains, they must be doing pasta too.
They are. They're doing some excellent pastas. Now, one night, the cacio e pepe was a little bit soupy and it didn't have enough bite. But another night, it was fantastic. There's a nice balance of creaminess and peppery bite and this little twirl of these voluptuous tendrils of pasta. And then another night, the ancient white Sonoran wheat was used to make these huge wavy ribbons of pappardelle, and they were spun with juicy pork cheek and creamy stracciatella and this mild arrabbiata sauce.
Arrabbiata is what?
Basically a tomato sauce.
Okay.
Fantastic. One of the best pasta dishes I've had this year.
They're also doing dim sum?
Right. I think when we hear dim sum, you probably think of Chinese restaurants,
yeah.
Right? So a dim sum cart. Now, there's a restaurant in San Francisco called State Bird Provisions that kind of became famous for this. There's a few others around the country. I know of one in Atlanta, one in Seattle. Anyways, they'll come around with a cart during service, and they'll offer you 3 or 4 different dishes, and they'll come by with 3 different carts throughout the night and then just serve you directly from the cart.
Now, this is on Rainy Street, downtown. What's the vibe like? Is it dimly lit?
No, it's actually kind of bright. You're going to get a lot of beiges and browns and billowy curtains. It kind of reminds you of a beach house in Arizona, if there was such a thing. Executive Chef Kevin Fink, by the way, is from Arizona. It's off Rainy, so it has a very social vibe to it. It's fun, but it's not too loud. They also have a great kind of nerdy wine list and helps you relax and have a good time. So it's a fun vibe. Of course, you got to navigate some of the Rainy madness to deal with it, but you can kind of dip in off a side street. There's garage parking and all that stuff, so you're not in the belly of the beast necessarily.
Right. And price-wise?
You're going to get out of there for probably $75, $80 a person, depending on how much you order. There's small plates, and there's a couple bigger options like this great ribeye that they drage in-house, so that'll fill you up a lot faster. But you could spend anywhere between $50 and $100 per person, depending on how loose you want to get and how much wine you want to have.
Right, exactly. Is it worth it? Is it worth $50 to $100?
Yeah, it is. I really love what they're doing. It's very smart. You know, The Splendid Table, hosted by Lynn Rosetto Casper.
We are on here on KUT.
As we all know. It airs in the bathroom at Emmer and Rye, which first kind of shocked me because there's this disembodied voice. But I think that kind of gets at the ethos of this restaurant. How seriously they take food, but also, you know, she's kind of playful. And so it kind of gets at that fun but serious approach to food. So they're doing something different, and I think people will like it.
The restaurant is Emmer and Rye. That's E-M-M-E-R and Rye, like the grain, on Rainy Street. You can read Matthew Odom's review right now at Austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Appreciate your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.